Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Ambassador for Christ. Woo, it's been a minute. It's your boy Wilbur Davis. Yep, I'm still holding it down. Y'all probably see a lot more of my I've been posting a lot on Twitter, you know, sending out special quotes, you know, and spiritual quotes and stuff like that. I hope that's been helpful for everyone, you know, in the name of Jesus. All right. Anyway, let's jump on in, you know what I mean? This episode will be called Persecution for Christ. You know, persecution for Christ. Hey, check it out. However you look at it, you know, the best answer is always God. It's always going to be God. Everything come back to God. Because his word don't come back void. Right? And on top of that, you know, Jesus made a commitment for us. Man, we got beat with a whip with glass in it. Nearly bled to death. Got beat to death. Spit on. Gambled on his garments. I mean, you name it. Carried a cross. Long ways of many hills. Wobbly. At that. Drained and thirsty and hungry. I mean, come on, man. Why they beat me? Well, that's so deep. I'm talking about past the ocean deep, you know, space deep. Could you do that for someone yourself? Would you do that for the world? Man, you know, and on top of that, the life in Christ is like way better. It's abundant life and it's better. Praise be to Jesus. Thank you, God. You know, the first I take the persecution. I go through the troubles. Or, you know, I don't even want to be part of this world no more. You know, because it ain't the other ways of the world. Any part of it. I'm following Jesus the rest of the way. You know, God said, taste and see. Now I'm sweet and honey, sweeter than honeycomb. So much deprivation at the greatest amount of the hunger for spiritual truth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Then all these things be added unto you. If you want a better life, seek the kingdom of God first. And everything else will fall in place. May God don't make mistakes, man. He don't make mistakes. He knows exactly what he's doing. You know? It's our timing. In our thinking process, that's being all up out of shape. You know? Because we selfish individuals. We don't know how to love properly without Christ. You see, until we recognize that first, we'll always come short. God's glory is first. God's praise is first. God is first. Live that way. Walk in love. You want to be a man? You want to be a woman? Walk in love. Walk in love. You know, you can talk it all day, but when you walk it, it's another story. You got another story. You got a testimony to tell. You got testimony to tell. You know? Now you're partakers of Christ, baby. Huh? Jesus said we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Huh? All things. I trust in God with all my heart. I depend on Him. I don't depend on drugs. I don't depend on beer. When I get in trouble, I hit my knees. I ask God to help me. I go to God. I read the Bible. I'm going to do whatever it takes. You get up. Yeah, I fall down just like everybody else. But I get back up. I don't stay out there. I don't quit. Ain't no quitter. God gave us a courageous spirit. Not the spirit of fear. Huh? Y'all, it's time to wake up. Let's go. You know, trials and tribulations good for you. Train you to become what God intended you to be. It shows you, it coaches you towards your destiny. Praise God. Everybody, you know, y'all just, everybody just stay prayed up. In times of kneel. This thing about to get rough, and we are in the middle of a spiritual war. Spiritual war. Right? Y'all stay prayed up. Y'all pray for me too. Me and my family, I'll pray for y'all. And give God the glory in the name of Jesus, okay? Amen. Peace.